Hey, fellow high functioners, welcome to today's installment of the Disaster Diaries. So today, today was a hodgepodge of things as per usual. I started my day with a miracle morning, and that was pretty great. It was an all-in-one this time. There are six, what are they called? They're called SAVERS. And that's an acronym for the things that you do each morning to set you up for success. So silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. And so today's was all six in one. And so that was really cool. I like those. And something that is unusual is when I get up, Brandon is always still asleep. And he was already gone. So he had jury duty today, which I thought he wouldn't have to do because, well, I don't know. I guess I just thought that he wouldn't get called. But yesterday when he had to check in to see if they needed him to show up today, he was really disappointed. So, but then today it was for a murder trial. And then I think that he was really disappointed that he didn't get picked. So he didn't even get up to get picked. So they're divided into groups, I guess. And, he was in the third group, and they got most everybody from the first group and then finished up in group two. I have only ever been called for jury duty once. Well, I've not been summoned only once, but I've only had to show up one time. Thankfully, I need some wood to knock on. I don't have any, so I just knock on my head. Apparently, it was for like a 19-year-old. Person killed their stepfather, supposedly killed their stepfather. I think that the word is actually allegedly. But yeah. So he didn't get picked. But then since he had jury duty today, he didn't have to work this evening. I went for my blood work this morning. And thankfully, I remembered that I'm allowed to have water. And so I did. So my veins were nice and plump. I actually had to get all my bariatric blood work. I haven't had it done in like, I think a year. Because last time it cost quite a lot of money to get it done. And I was really disappointed even with insurance and my insurance from my former employer is rather robust and generous. And so I was really disappointed that the bill was well over $400. Today they said I would have a copayment of like $180-something, but I would rather just get a bill and see if that is exactly what's going to happen or not. So since today is Tuesday, Election Day, which reminds me, our polling station is in our neighborhood, and so we can walk there. And so we did. But when we got there, there weren't very many cars, but there were no political signs. And I was scratching my head because I know today's Election Day, and I know there are elections in Indiana. And so I did not check for Indianapolis, and lo and behold, there are no elections today for Indianapolis. So that was fun, but we got a walk-in, so that's good. And then we had some chicken tacos for dinner. We actually got them from Costco, and they were only okay because they have American cheese in them. And I hate American cheese. It's gross. I made a vaccine appointment for my mom for her to get her flu shot and her updated COVID vaccine because she's supposed to have those. And since she couldn't tell me if or when she wanted to do that, I just went ahead and made the appointment for her because she should have had it by now. So we're going to do that this week. And I'm really not sure what is going on with my nose, but it kind of sounds stuffy and nasally. So hopefully that's just, I don't know, a fluke, because I just had a freezer pop and maybe it's because it was super cold. I don't know. Fingers crossed on that. I've been editing today. I did some high functioning disaster editing and I did not get to Life in the Berry Lane yet, but I am going to edit and post an episode tomorrow. So stay tuned. So as you know, we are in a very challenging season of life here in our house. And Mr. Brandon and I got into an argument about the no spend November. He is disappointed in how challenging it is. And he was having a little bit of a pity party. And by a little bit, I mean a lot. So I had to draw my line in the sand, as we women do sometimes, and help those unstable Y chromosomes to catch their balance again. Which reminds me, I do have a Y chromosome theory, and I have yet to share it. And you know, I really don't care if this makes me unpopular with anybody, because it's true. It is not scientifically proven. It's just my observation of the male species, I guess. I don't know. All males. Doesn't matter if they're human or not human. They are all idiots. Does not mean they're stupid. Has nothing to do with intelligence. But they're idiots. And those of you who have a husband or a male significant other, you know I'm right. They're idiots. They do dumb shit. For we have no idea what reason. And so what? What do they all have in common? A Y chromosome. And have you ever seen a Y? Of course you have. It only has one leg. It makes it unstable. X's have two legs. Therefore, they're stable. Their unstable Y chromosome gets wobbly and falls around and bangs into us and throws us off kilter, or tries to. So we got to draw our lines in the sand and tell them what's up. And sometimes we got to paint a very colorful picture for them. And by colorful, I mean like completely black and white. Binary. Yes, no. Off, on. True, false. Now, I digress. Moving on. So the No Spend November isn't meant to be fun. It's meant to be a challenge. That's why it's called a challenge. And given that we're in a difficult season, it makes sense that we would do this, because even though we're needing to tighten our belts, this should be, to me, it should be the easiest time to do this because, well, we really don't have much of anything to spend anyway. So it should be easy. No brainer. And then reading the Total Money Makeover book is incredibly helpful to me. And I think I said it yesterday, but there are things that I didn't know that I'm finding very interesting and very helpful. And I know that I will be able to put into practice what I'm learning. But this is a group effort. And everybody's got to be on board, right? So, line in sand drawn. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I don't remember if I mentioned yesterday, but I did a Pilates workout yesterday. And I'm silly, so I call it Pilates, even though I know it's Pilates. So, I did my Pilates workout yesterday. When I woke up today, my shoulders were a little sore. As the day wore on, my shoulders got even more sore. And then my arms started to be sore. Okay. About midday, my midsection was sore. Now it is really, really painful. And my legs are hurting. So it was, I think it's called Pilates Head to Toe in the Fit On app that I did yesterday. Now, would I do that one again? Absolutely, but not doing it today. If you have Fit On, the instructor is called Cassie Ho, CASSEYHO. And then it's called Pilates Head to Toe. It's Pilates and toning. And the description says, this total body toning workout will sculpt strong arms, a lifted butt, toned abs, and lean legs. If you want an all-in-one full body Pilates workout, this is it. Essentially, all you need is a mat. I thought I could just do it on the carpet in here. I mean, it's a rug, an area rug, and I thought that would be fine, but I had to get my mat out. And it was funny because after I got my mat out, she said, if your hip is feeling a little bit bony, you could get a towel and fold it up or something like that for, you know, adding cushion. But I was laughing because I'm not a bony person. I really am not. But I was feeling a bit bony in my hip yesterday. But speaking of not being bony, I weighed myself today for the first time in a week and a half, 2.5 weeks. I can't remember the last day I weighed myself, but it's been a little bit. And I was shocked at what the scale said. So I stood on it again. And before I did that, I mean, before I got on it the first time, I made sure it was calibrated. So that it's not above or below what it should be. And so I made sure it was still at zero when I got on the second time. And I was still stunned. So I weighed in today a pound less than my lowest in the bariatric office, which was, I think, September of last year. And I am absolutely stunned. So amazing. And I have my follow-up appointment with the physician's assistant on next Thursday for my Mounjaro treatments. And so I think in a week, I will probably be about the same, maybe another pound down or something. But the only ask is that I'm losing a pound a week. And I think that's about what I am. But I keep kind of stalling out for a few weeks, and then I drop. And then I stall out for a few weeks, and then I drop. At least that's what it seems to be doing to this point. So I don't know if that's normal, but I know that only the average really matters. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah, so I think that's all that I had going on today. I am doing a yoga workout this evening. It's going to be, maybe I haven't looked yet, but I'm going to see if I can find a yin style yoga in my FitOn app and do that. And I'll let y'all know what I come up with. Oh, also, I did think of something else that that's going on. I forgot to talk about my interview with Marie Alessi last night. It was so cool. Little sneak peek of what's coming. So Marie lost her husband 7 years ago, unexpectedly. He had a brain aneurysm and died in the shower in his hotel room. He was on a business trip. So dragonflies have become incredibly symbolic of Rob. And he has shown himself to her through dragonflies. On my desk, as you all know, I'm a Scentsy consultant. And I have a warmer on my desk because I love dragonflies. They used to have a warmer called Dragonfly Away. And it is glass mosaic tiles that are in the shapes of dragonflies. And to me, it's beautiful. So it had a fairly new bulb in it. Should not be blown out. Scentsy bulbs typically last forever, like ages and ages and ages. Sitting here talking about her experience, this book that she wrote after Rob passed away, and out of nowhere, this huge flash happens in this room. And it was so bright that it stunned me. And I was looking around. She was talking, so I'm trying to listen and pay attention, hear her, but also figure out what the ever-loving fuck that bright light was. Then I happened to notice that the warmer was off. And I realized that the light blew. And then I remembered, oh yeah, this is the dragonfly warmer. Dragonflies are symbolic for her. And I just had this massive realization of what this had to be. So when she was finished with her story that she was telling in that moment, I told her what happened. I asked her if she saw the flash, and she did. Y'all, this is a 25-watt bulb. It should not blow with the intensity that it did. It was like when the light bulb in your kitchen burns out, like the old incandescent bulbs. When you flip the switch on and it's like a massive flash like that, except this is a tiny 25-watt bulb. When I took the bulb out and I was inspecting it, the filament was completely blown off the wire prongs inside the glass globe. Shocking. I should post this to my high functioning disaster Instagram because I took pictures and sent them to her because I could not believe that the entire filament is completely blown off and both pieces are laying in the bottom of the glass. Usually it's dangling. It's so wild. Anyway, very cool. And then Brandon and I have been noodling on another podcast that wouldn't probably be a super regular thing, but it's a comedy sort of sketch-like thing. And it's something that we just do to be stupid around here. It would be something like the Buford and Cookie Brown Show or something like that. And Buford and Cookie are from Appalachia. And they are silly. So that will do it for today. I'll see you tomorrow for the next installment of the Disaster Diaries.